Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject at present called Through Faith and Patience, We Inherit the Promises of God. We're doing part four today. Believers are developed through God's word and faith and patience. We turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, and this is the scripture that God has given this ministry, a mandate for the believer and the body of Christ. Reading from verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. This shows us that the saints are perfected not through trials, tribulations, or tests. They are perfected by the word of God through ministry. Let us now go to John chapter 16, verse 33. Read from verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus said that he has overcome the world to give us peace, even though trials and tribulations will exist. Let us now turn to Romans chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Reading from verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, or it makes it come to pass, because of the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is God has given to us. Paul said that he did not let go of his peace with God because of tribulation, for tribulation works patience, and patience through the experience, and experience brought hope and made full and complete in victory. Let us now turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 38. Starting at verse 35, cast not or throw away therefore your patience, in other words, don't throw away your faith, which has great recompense or compensation of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet in a little while he that shall come will not tarry or be slow. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back to perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of the soul. This scripture is actually saying, don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your confidence in the word of God, or don't throw away your faith. If you stand in patience, you will receive the promise of God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. But you, be not slothful, sluggish, or lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. What are the points we need to see here? Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. Faith is acting on the word of God, believing with corresponding actions. Acting on the word of God exerts the force of faith. Patience comes into action to produce the experience of the victory or the promise to become a reality. You cannot get the results of faith without exerting the force of faith. Faith is believing that you receive whatever you have asked for before it can be seen with the senses or sight, or felt with the sense of touch. The simple point here to remember is that faith and patience are both needed to receive the promise of God from the spiritual realm to the natural realm. Faith needs patience to undergird it, to strengthen it, to carry it the time distance. So it's important to remember that faith and patience are developed in every test, trial, and tribulation if we follow God, if we follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and we do not give up and we do not throw away our confidence. Thank you for being with me today. The next subject coming up, or part thereof, is number 5, the example of faith and patience. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.